Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Rewind, the podcast that rewatches reviews and returns our apartment back into a dojo for every movie, show, one-shot, and special presentation in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm Tony Camarena.
And I'm Al Rodriguez.
And you can follow us on a myriad of social media sites, including Twitter, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, I guess, Blue Sky. Some of those at MCU_Rewind. Some of those, just look for MCU Rewind, and we're probably the only ones. And you can also rate us on whatever podcast app you are currently using or ones you plan to use in the future, or some you've used in the past, as long as it's not Stitcher, because I heard that went under. Anyway, that's really the best thing you can do for any podcast. And as usual, give us some ideas for our future scroll episodes. In just a couple weeks, I will be forcing Al to watch Back to the Future. But we do need ideas for future episodes. What were you going to say, Al?
No, I was just saying, great. I only have to watch this time travel movie. Thanks, yep. Tony.
Classic. Anyway, today's episode, we are covering Iron Fist, Season 2, Episode 7, Morning of the Mindstorm. Original air date, September 7th, 2018.
And here's a rundown of what happens in this episode. Danny is finally taken to a hospital. He has surgery on his leg and gets some cool high-tech procedure. He checks himself out of the hospital early and goes home. Davos recruits the Rhinos gang. Later on, Davos kills some carjackers. His buddy, Chen Wu, tries to stop him, but Davos doesn't agree and kills those guys anyway. Misty goes to see Captain William Pike to say she can help, but he brushes her off because he doesn't care while Davos is killing gang members. So Misty Knight goes to meet with Joy to get more info on Davos and the ceremony they use to take the fist away from Danny. Joy says where she got the bowl from, so Misty goes to see Mika, who then explains the bowl was a one-of-a-kind and shows an old scroll written in ancient Tibetan that explains how to perform the ceremony to transfer the Iron Fist. Apparently, it can kill everyone involved. Danny wants Colleen to teach him and to get him back into shape. She doesn't agree to do it, and that turns into a couple's fight. They have weird couple's fights. Anyway, eventually, she agrees to be his sensei. Ward decides to get drunk. His former sponsor, Bethany, tries to get him to an NA meeting, but he doesn't go. Then he gets into a fight with the bartender and super loses that fight. Ward ends up going to an NA meeting, where he overhears Bethany say that she's pregnant. Joy tries to see Walker, but Mary is in charge right now. They chat for a bit, and then Joy leaves, but this reminds Mary of a past memory where she was some kind of a military prisoner in Sokovia. Then she gets rid of some pills and stops the water faucet, presumably to let Walker out, then leaves a video message for her. Finally, Joy goes to see Davos. She says she'll continue to work with Davos some more, and I think he tries to flirt with her. I can't tell. He's bad at it. Anyway, Joy tries to find where the bowl is.
Dun, dun, dun.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to our fast facts.
On your left.
Uh-huh. On my left. Got it.
Stop! Damn it! Jesus, you are fast.
Stay away.
Look, I don't want to hurt you.
You didn't see that coming?
Al is currently excused from these, so he can't use the fact that they mentioned Sokovia.
That's right, I can't. Nope. So, Tony, fast fact. I don't have any. Because I don't need any.
All right. Well, the title, first of all, way over the top, Morning of the Mindstorm. the title is from Marvel Premiere number 25, back in October of 1979. The logline from Comic Vine reads, "Li Wing is acting like a man possessed, and Iron Fist grows concerned. What demons are behind this startling transformation? Plus, Danny Rand is battled with Princess Azir's bodyguard." Woo! Does that...
Who's...
No, I don't know who Princess Azir is. I do know who her bodyguard is.
Who's her bodyguard?
Looking up other Easter eggs. Prince... Mm-hmm. He is Angar the Screamer, who you'll remember as one of the people in Daisy Johnson's father's Evil League of Evil from that one episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He was a guy... who screamed really loud and had messed up teeth.
Oh, okay. Did you say also there was a character named Wei Ling?
Li Wing. L-E.
Oh, sorry. Li Wing. Is that... Yes. Is this character in any way related to Colleen Wing?
I don't know.
How's it spelled?
Wing?
W? Oh, L-E-E.
Oh, is she? That is Colleen's father, is Lee Wing.
Oh, okay. Dr. In the comics. Lee. Yeah. Dr. Wing. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, he came into possession of the Book of Many Things, which is as presumably a Dungeons and Dragons related to the Deck of Many Things. Anyway, the only other Easter egg I have, in addition to the Sokovia connection, is that Davos says the city has failed you, which is obviously a reference to Arrow, you have failed the city. But he's a villain, so he's blaming the city, not the people. Where the real hero blames the people.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to our heroes.
It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you were a superhero.
Didn't? Mm-mm. Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic.
I saw you. You're a hero. A for real superhero, which is, I'm not like a groupie stalker type. But
it's too late for heroes.
Hero's your word, not mine.
Who do we want to start with?
I guess we'll start with Danny.
Yeah.
Episode starts with him. He goes to the hospital, finally.
Is this one of the worst states we've seen a hero in who wasn't dead?
Let's see, trying to think about it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just trying to think, like, so remembering the state he's in, right? Broken leg. And it looks like he's in and out of consciousness too, like, because he was stabbed earlier, right?
For
a couple days ago. I have a note for later that the majority of this episode doesn't take place after the previous day. So even though the opening scene is like a direct, you know, directly after the previous episode, the rest of the episode is not. So I think for the previous episodes, they were all the next day. That's kind of what they implied. And so anyway, so he was stabbed like 2 days ago. So he's dealing with that. And then now he has all these other problems. So going back to your question, I don't know.
The two other times I can think of someone off the top of my head in a worse state is not counting when Coulson's died multiple times. So, is Tony Stark's emaciation, his being starving at the beginning of Endgame. Mm-hmm. And then I would say the state that T'Challa's in, like in a coma thrown off the waterfall, but like he gets his powers back and he's just up and ready to fight like 2 days later. Like, I don't know how long he's missing for, but not long later.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, there's that. God, there have to be other cases. I'm trying to think of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. related ones. I mean, we saw at the end of season 5, Fitz dies, but like, we don't even see the body, right? We just see
I was saying not a hero who wasn't dead.
Okay, all right, good point.
Because, like, I would say that Vision at the end of Infinity War, worse state than at this moment.
True. Yes. You're right. Like, I'm trying to think of other things. Because I'm trying to think Luke Cage, right, in season 1, he had the Judas bullet in his gut for a while. He was pretty messed up. And then they had to take him to the doctor that gave him his powers, essentially, to be able to, I guess, make him more powerful, but it weakened him enough so that they could take
the bullet out? What they did is use the acid to weaken his skin, but then he got stronger afterwards. But they needed to weaken the skin to get the bullet.
Right. But he was pretty messed up. I would think this, yeah.
I mean, Daredevil had a building fall on him, but he looks pretty okay. Like, he's unconscious.
True. I know we have not covered season 3 of Daredevil yet, but spoiler alert, he's pretty messed up.
Okay.
Not going to go into it past that one sentence.
You remember better than I do.
Oh, yeah. That's a I'm not going to say more. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I can't think of anyone else that's been messed up anywhere near this bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, good job, Danny. You're the best at something. You're the best at being injured. But at least he has a cool robot brace now. Do you think, like, it will at least charge his phone? I mean, have his phone in his pocket, and then it charges at the same time because it's near the brace, as long as it's the correct leg.
I was wondering about this brace. Mm-hmm. So, really quickly, I don't know anything about, you know, these braces or prosthetics or anything like that. They drilled into him, basically, yes. Right? They had a bunch of screws. Do those screws go into something? I don't know what, like, I know people like can get screws into stuff, but like this looked like they just went to Home Depot and bought some screws. I think usually the ones I think of that go into people are different.
I mean, I don't know. I do have one friend who does have screws and like a metal rod in his leg. Mm-hmm. He wasn't conscious at the time because he got hit by a car. So he doesn't remember what those screws look like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Because I just the second that they showed like how long the screw is, I was like, oh, that's going to be on the outside, I guess. Like you're screwing two pieces of wood together. I was just confused by this. Okay.
I mean, later in this episode, when he turns the apartment back to a dojo, does he take that brace off?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think we ever see the brace. So thinking of this week's episode and then the one we're going to cover next week. I don't see anything about a brace. This is not a Dark Knight situation. Dark Knight Falls.
Okay, so are you saying he doesn't have the brace on?
I don't know. Okay, so later in the episode,
I think in the second episode, the episode we're going to cover next week, which long-time listeners know we record two at a time, so we're going to record this same night. He doesn't have it in the climactic... I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it, but the climactic kind of fight at the end. Yeah, he doesn't have it on.
Are you sure? Like, is he wearing shorts? Is that how we know? I don't remember. Like, how do you know?
Well, I mean, you can see the brace when he walks in this building.
Okay. All right. I thought that was like under pants or something. Okay. So I was wondering because, you know, the opening scene, like I said, is, you know, a continuation of last week's episode, but the rest of the episode is sometime after. I think a week later. I'm not completely sure. At least 2 or 3 days, bare minimum.
Well, we would hope so, right? Because he just walks out of the hospital.
Yeah. Well, because exactly. Because they talked about physical therapy for a couple of days. Like, that's the only reason why I'm saying is at least 2 to 3 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe they only needed that he only needed the brace for like a day. I don't know, but I guess if it's visible later in this episode that I don't remember, then I guess he has it for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to the source. I just pulled up Disney Plus.
Okay,
now we're going to see Danny walk in.
Is there? So that's the scene.
That's the scene I'm going to right now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. I found it. I'm scrubbing back. You know, exhilarating radio right here.
That's right. This is why we have so many listeners for this part right here. One of us is proven right and or wrong.
I think you might be right. I don't think you can see the brace.
Okay. I mean, I'm also just guessing. I don't remember seeing a brace. Yeah.
I can't see if he's wearing, like, they don't do a wide shot. I can't see if he's wearing pants or shorts.
Okay. I mean, I know later in the episode, he probably is something where you can visibly see. Maybe. Actually, yeah, I don't know.
I'm going forward towards the end when he stupidly kicks the pillar.
Uh-huh. You'll be able to see something. Looking at it? Okay.
No, freaking A. You can't see it. You see his foot come up, you can't see his leg, and then he goes to the ground, and he's holding his leg, but you cannot see, like, where his knee is or anything down there.
Okay, got it. So
right, wait. Nope. Still, Colleen helped him up. Still have no frame on the leg.
Okay, right, so let's just assume he could have the brace, he could not have the brace. We don't know.
I would like to think that, I mean, this might be giving Danny too much credit. I'd like to think that if he's trying to kick a pillar, he's at least like moved beyond needing a brace to walk.
I mean, he is
done
walking a little enough, right? I mean, yeah, what you said.
I thought, well, yeah, but also like he's using the cane, he's limping, but also like if it's a super advanced brace, much like Rhodey's brace in after Civil War, like he can just walk around with it with a broken back.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's still some amount of healing. So yeah, okay. So maybe that's what's going on here. He has this is the super advanced. I mean, we could even headcanon that this same type of brace technology is exactly what Rhodey has after Civil War.
Or like, I mean,
maybe it is a Rand thing. Like we can make an assumption for now.
I'm going to assume it's Stark, but Stark and Rand are probably head on head competitors.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Rand seems to be more of the global everything company from what we can tell. Like, Stark is specific in a couple. Like,
they're more everything now after they moved away from weapons.
Oh, Stark. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they ever say that? Like, where did that come in? Because
all right,
I know that they left weapons, but
okay. So in the beginning of Iron Man 1, he talks about the telecrops. He talks about all those, like all the like things that they use to other than weapons. So, like when she calls him the Leonardo da Vinci of warfare, or whatever she calls him, which is ridiculous because he doesn't paint. So he kind of runs through that. We know he's doing clean energy. I presume that, like, I always assumed the brace that Rhodey was using was medical tech.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And,
yeah.
And Stark Industries is in medical tech?
I mean, yeah, I feel like they might be. I mean, this is like a Marvel doctor. You're a doctor of everything. You're a big business. You're a business of everything. What does Pym do? What does Pym Van Dyne do? Because they don't proliferate their shrinking technology.
That's true. I mean, they do when we see them in Quantumania, but kind of. Like, they use it for stuff. They don't sell it.
Yeah.
But that's a good question. Yeah, I have no idea what they do. They're an everything store. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly. I think that's all three of these companies are everything stores.
Yeah.
At least Rand is like mostly biomed.
Well, sorry. The everything store is the tagline for Amazon.
Is it? Which
is a bad joke because we kept saying Darren Cross just looks like Jeff Bezos.
He does. He's a bald guy.
That's where
guy.
I was going. Yeah, exactly. So now that I've explained the joke, it's funny.
Yep, and good job, Al.
Thank you. Anyway, back to Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Could be have a brace, could not. Okay, now we know it's one of those two options, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where do we want to go to next?
I guess, you know, we see Danny later, and he's feeling sorry for himself. He wants Colleen to train him. To be his teacher.
He talks about how his guilt he feels. He wants to redeem Davos, and everything that he's done is his fault, which is actually not true. Some of it's his fault.
None of the bad stuff, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's just feeling low. I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he can't kick anymore.
No, so. He can't kick, and his punches are lamer. He's lost everything he's had except for the billions of dollars he can go back to. So everything.
Well, he doesn't live off of that anymore, right?
No, so but he definitely has that option whenever he feels like it. Like to get out of a problem with street thugs last episode.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I mean, they didn't believe him, but no. He could have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they didn't believe him, and now they have to be street ninjas for the Shredder. I mean, Davos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we talked a little already about Danny trying to train himself. Mm-hmm. And then later, Colleen's like, all right, fine. Yeah. I guess I'll help you. So
yeah, but she says that, like, if something similar to, like, if I'm your teacher, I can't be, like, in a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which they'll discuss more next week.
Yeah, it leads into that, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I only have one thing for Colleen, if we're done with Danny.
I'm done with Danny.
Yeah, she remembered that she has something to do with her family heirloom and looks at the ledger for 5 minutes, and then Danny walks in and goes back to his stuff.
I had kind of the same thought. Now, to be fair, Danny's stuff is more pressing, right? There's a whole current life and death thing going on.
I guess.
Colleen.
People are literally dying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Colleen could look into the bowl whenever, but yeah, I had the same one note for her. Like, all right, she finds out her family crest bowl was payment to be able to get into the country. That's how it showed up. Okay. All right, cool. I'm glad she remembered because I forgot about that storyline.
Yeah, I mentioned it last week, saying, like, I wonder if we're ever getting back to that. Apparently we did. a minute.
Finally. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, because I don't think it comes up in next week's episode either. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I have Misty in this section, because she's been a hero with the Darth and Dragon for a while.
That's true. Yeah, she really is now. She's such a main character too, right? Of this season. So yeah. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Spoiler alert. She doesn't show up in the next episode, and it really threw me off. Like, where's Misty? She's a star too.
Yeah.
So yeah, she talks to one of the Captain Pike, not captaining the USS Enterprise, but here working in Chinatown. Wants to see wants to give help with finding Davos, and Davos or Pike is like, no, well, he didn't say this, but he heavily implies, and she calls him out on it. I was like, we'll just see how many bad guys he can kill before we stop the murders.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
exactly
how I feel. Like, you know, Batman, at least in like the Dark Knight trilogy, the cops are against him. A lot of cops are against him. I feel like this is actually how it would go. The cops would just like kind of lay back and see how many people he could arrest or take down before they have to step in.
Yeah, I mean, it is more, it feels a lot more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
My assumption from the Batman perspective, like that kind of story, is more like they just think that he's making them look bad. And they're like, no, we need to look better. So that's why they don't like him.
That and the escalation of themed criminals in Gotham.
I guess that's true. They're like, you know, before it used to be, you know, bank robbers and people who were speeding.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have like four different kinds of clowns. We have a scarecrow. I'm not used to those moving. They're usually just, you know, on some kind of wooden plank or whatever. Like, great. And now they're just annoyed. They don't want to deal with that. Yeah. So
we've got giant crocodiles, giant shark, humanoid crocodiles, humanoid sharks. Even though cheetahs, I know that's more of a Wonder Woman thing, but she's probably come to Gotham.
Yeah. Calendar Man, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah. The Condiment King, my favorite.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, I've mentioned this before. I recently finished my rewatch of the Batman the Animated Series, finally. And I was surprised that the Condiment King made an appearance.
I don't remember him showing up.
Yeah.
The last time I watched through him. Okay.
Yeah. It was interesting. For some reason, he got no respect. He's the real kite man of Batman the Animated Series.
Okay.
Ugh. All right. I wish they had shown the, well, I guess they did. I'm surprised how nice Mika was, the one they, Joy and Davos blackmailed to Misty.
yes, but also, I mean, Misty shows up, she flashes the badge.
Yeah.
She's just after information. Like, it's not really putting Mika out of that much. Also, maybe Misty, like, we kind of missed the intro, right? Like, they didn't show that. So maybe Misty was like, hey, by the way, whatever you can tell me might be able to screw over Joy over here.
That's true.
So she was like, oh, yes, obviously I'm going to help you.
and she shows, gets the information about, like, the ritual scroll and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from Shambhala Belai. An ancient hidden city in the Himalayas, which I assume is another one of the cities that they talk about in Talo. It's Talo, Kamun, mm-hmm. and Shambhala Belai. Mm-hmm. Is Kamar Taj, you know, Doctor Strange's, where the wizards are based, their Wi-Fi password is Shambhala, which is like a famously historical, like mythological city, much like Atlantis or London, you know, famous. Yeah. No one's ever actually been there. It's not real.
Yeah.
My question is, how aware do you think Kamar Taj is of these worlds? Do they know about Talo? Do they know about Kunlun? Is Shambhala like me making my Wi-Fi password Atlantis, or is it me making my Wi-Fi password like Oakland?
man, that is a good question. I feel like if this were the comic book universe, right, that side of things, then it would be like, oh yeah, obviously all these things exist, because that's just like common enough for them. But in this world, specifically in the MCU, it's probably a 50-50. They're we've got this ancient city. We have some stuff written down for it. We can read about them. Is it real? We don't know. We don't have any proof. So
I mean,
maybe
they might know about Talo now because Wong recruited Shang-Chi at the end of Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have like a document of like famous cities, right? Or ancient cities. And they just like check mark. Yes, Talo exists. Others.
At a certain point in the Marvel universe, like not maybe the comics universe compared to the movies and shows, but at a certain point, all of them are real.
Yes. Yeah. But just do they know about it? Like how much do they know about them? Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know about Pluto, the planet.
Mm-hmm. And the dog.
And the dog. Yes. But as far as the planet goes, like, I mean, I've never been there. I've never met anyone who's been there. So like, is it really that real? I don't know.
Yes. It's observable. That's different.
Okay. Well, true. I guess that one is observable. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. What's the one further out there? Mars.
London? Mars.
London. Okay. Yeah.
I think you're thinking of like an exoplanet. Asgard.
Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
If we found Asgard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that would be cool. How does that work? The whole thing's flat. How do they have gravity? It's just science. I don't understand yet. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Anything else for our heroes?
No, I guess not. I guess we've got nothing else. So, All right, let's take a quick break, then we'll get back into it.
Welcome to Baskin Robbins. Would you like to try our mango fruit blast?
And Jerry's named a flavor after me, so
Stark Raving Hazelnuts.
Not bad.
For your consideration, the Jerry.
Tony, my knee clicks when I move it. What should I do?
Get a Rand brace.
Exactly. Get super surgery immediately. The fine folks at Rand Surgeries have a new offering. They take this piece of metal, drill it into you with 12 6-inch screws, and then give you the bill. You'd think this kind of thing wouldn't work, but after a majority shareholder got into a scrape, they tried this out on him, and it turns out it totally works. He's able to walk, crouch, and do the Dougie, which is crazy because he couldn't do the Dougie before. So if you're having small or large leg issues, consult your nearest physician on this major surgery. And then use promo code MCU Rewind to upgrade the attachments from 12 screws to one Velcro strip at no additional cost.
Very nice. You should have led with that. It can teach you how to Dougie.
I mean, I don't write these, so. No, I write some of them. Yeah. I write all of them.
Yes.
We don't
yes.
get paid for these. So.
What?
So
what?
Yeah. Yeah, Tony, I think. Yeah, those cookies that I've been sending you in the mail once a month mm-hmm. for a couple of years, I've just been paying for them. I didn't want you to know.
No.
Yeah. Well, no one actually pays in cookies.
You can keep sending me those.
All right, fine. send you your Oreos for the month in a couple of weeks.
looking up. So I looked up Danny's leg brace, because I'm still curious about it.
Okay.
You can buy the prop right now, Al, for a cool $2,000.
Okay. That's cool that you can do that.
Yep.
Is this one of those websites where they, like, auction off stuff from TV sets?
Yeah, propstore.com.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know they were still. I thought they had sold all of that stuff because, I mean, a couple years ago they had all the stuff from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then I saw other stuff.
I assumed like so too, but like I can see it right here: add to cart or buy with ShopPay in 4 easy payments of $500.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Easy payments.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't want that. I would like. Finn Jones's actual fist. And I don't see that anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, they just sold a Daredevil costume.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
To Disney because they were going to use that? Definitely, like, this was a mistake, let's buy it back.
we need to get all of those? Oh, no. Yeah. it doesn't say how much it sold for, but the estimate was $20,000 to $40,000. So that's, okay, I would not.
Dang have. It! Only $300 more than I was willing to spend.
Ugh. Oh well.
All right. Let's move on to our villains.
Okay.
I ask you, to what end? Dread it. Run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
Anytime, boys. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra!
Kill Luke Cage. Kill Jessica Jones. And the devil of Hell's Kitchen, whoever he is.
His name is Matthew. And my name is Elektra Natchios. You work for me now.
So yeah, Davos pulls a shredder, like I presumed he would. I did not know for a fact. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing what he knows, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he grew up in a society of warriors, I guess, right? Like, we don't know a lot about...
It was just Danny and Davos. Like, that's my 100% theory. They were the only two, which is why Kunlun went down so quickly.
The only children, and that's why they were completely fine with Danny, like... Yeah, sure. We need someone for our son to beat up regularly to train mm-hmm. as a warrior. So, sure, Danny, we'll adopt you.
Yep.
He can actually fight. All right. Well, that took a turn. Okay.
Yeah.
I do wonder if, like,
I was just going to say they introduced him. This is our son Davos and his punching bag, Danny.
Yeah, probably something like that, right? Like, I'm sure. If we went into a season three, maybe not season three specifically, like I'm sure if we went into, some potential possible future season and Kunlun came back, mm-hmm. They would have talked more about, or maybe just in season three, like maybe we would have gotten more of a history to expand Kunlun as more than just those two rooms that we saw.
Yeah. I mean, I presume so. Don't want to spoil the end of the season, but where Danny and Colleen are, we need some explanation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will expand on that in a couple of weeks when we reach the end.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yep. Yeah, so Davos, the only other note I have is when he sees the guys trying to break into a car, so he kills all of them. And Chang isn't happy with that because they aren't part of the triad. So he's ready to kill people with addiction, kill people who are suffering from the crimes of the city, not just the people who are causing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, what was his line? Like, he's speeding up the process
of dying. Yeah. That's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
I'm like, that seemed too eloquent to be my notes. I don't remember him saying that, but I wrote that down. So probably from them. So.
All right. It's, one of the things that kind of pops up whenever we get like, we get a villain who for a while you're like, yes, this villain is making sense. And then they take a turn to full crazy, right? Like, Killmonger in
Killmonger. Was Carly Morgenthau in, Falcon the Winter Soldier.
Another one that we haven't covered yet was in Secret Wars.
Secret Invasion. Secret Wars has not happened yet.
I knew as I was saying, I was like, I don't think that's right. I'm gonna say it anyway. It's probably it probably is right. Anyway, so Secret Invasion. Right, same thing. I think Killmonger was like the best version of what we've seen this kind of thing before because like he kind of was always that level. He just, like, he still stuck to his guns of like what he was originally going for. We always that too. He's as soon as he got them, he stuck to them. And so Davos again here, he's like, all right, I'm in charge. Well, obviously, I'm gonna let this power go completely to my head and go full crazy. No one tells me what to do. All that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, absolute power corrupts, and absolute fist power corrupts absolutely. Yep. I wonder if Danny had two fists, he would be this crazy.
He had two fists. He just never used them.
No, he doesn't. They say next episode, Colleen says, and Davos has two fists. And you've only had one.
Okay, yeah, that's. I guess you're right. Yeah, he didn't use two in the first season.
He just knew that it's possible.
How. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We knew it was possible from watching that video, like the video within the video of the Iron Fist. Also, if Danny could do two fists, you know he would run to a room, light up the fists, and just windmill, just like, spin. That would be a perfect Danny Rand move.
that would be. I'm imagining helicopter lightsabers, like in Star Wars.
Exactly. Just, you could probably fly with those.
Okay. See Danny fly, like, oh, that's all right, cool. That's something.
With Inquisitors flying after him. I'm sad. Now looking back, after we see the in Star Wars Rebels, we see the Inquisitors fly, but we never saw Grievous fly with his lightsabers.
He could have. He totally could have.
Totally could have. Anything else for Davos or General Grievous?
Actually, you know what? One thing about Davos, he recruits the gang. I keep calling them the Rhinos. First of all, Tony, do they have a name?
No, I call them the Street Kids. Rhino is the name of their leader. So that's probably where you get the Rhinos from.
I knew that. For some reason, I just assumed they were named off after him. So this makes sense.
Or the fact that they're Shredder's gang, and you're thinking of Bebop and Rocksteady, though I can never remember which is which. Which is the Warthog, which is the Rhino.
That is a good point. I also can never remember which one's which. Okay. So anyway, the note that I have is that, like, he shows them, like, his fist, right? His glowing iron fist and what he can do. And then they're like, well, how do you do that? And he's like, oh, yeah, through training and all this stuff. And he never tells them that they'll never be able to be the Iron Fist, right? Like he just says, like, yeah, you can train and you can be badass warriors for me. But I think they're all thinking, oh, cool. We're going to learn to do what he does. We're going to have superpowers. Awesome.
I mean, or is he thinking it's Sith style? Like one of his apprentices will have to kill him for the fist.
I don't think he's gone far.
He's keeping the bowl for some reason. If he destroyed that bowl, no one could take the fist from him.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Because
get to that later.
Wants the fist to go on. Because it's a tradition, and he cares a lot about tradition of Kunlun. So he's presuming one of these people, when he is like old and weak, one of these people will take the fist from him. That's my assumption.
I guess you're right, because they no longer have the ability to talk to the dragon and get the power, like, mm-hmm. as you're supposed to be able to get the power.
Hug the dragon.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, okay, yeah, all right. I mean, yes, I still assume that one of these people that he's training would become the next Iron Fist, right? Yeah. From an age perspective and all that. But, like, only one of them. Every one of that game. Like, he's withholding information.
Of course he is.
There's a lot of stuff they don't know. Yeah.
They don't know that he stole this from a guy who took it from a dragon.
That's true.
Given to him by tattoo artists who presumably can turn into a giant crane.
Yeah, that's a story for them. Okay, yeah.
No, I mean, he's not the best people person, but he understands how to recruit for crimes. And you don't start with that story. That is a, like, 2 years in story.
That's true.
Danny started with that story with a lot of people. And you know what? Luke is still skeptical.
That's true. Yeah, Luke still doesn't trust the whole dragon thing. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He introduces himself when the street kids come in for the lesson as the immortal Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. Still not embracing the second fist, but yeah.
It's a title. The title doesn't have to be 100% accurate. It's just. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Iron Man's more of a gold titanium alloy, but yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Alright. Let's see. Moving on to Joy. I'm looking to see if I have anything worth talking about Joy.
Yeah, I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything written down for her. I mean, she was in the episode just a little bit, right? She at the end, she goes to Davos.
Yeah, she's more conniving now. Because she's like, well, if Mary is Mary right now and not Walker, I'm going to take it upon myself to get the bowl back to help Danny stop Davos. Because, like, if she just waits at home, she's going to get killed, as Mary tells her in this episode. Or Walker tells her.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get to the end, and I actually wasn't completely sure if she was what she was doing. Like, was she actually teaming up with Davos, or was she trying to get the bowl to help Danny and all that? And a little bit of a spoiler. Yes, she is doing all this specifically to help Danny. She's better at it now, right? Because she's hiding all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. Do we want to keep Mary in the villains? She's not really villainous anymore. Mary/Walker.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess let's leave her there. We don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess you're right. She was a kind of antagonist, and I don't remember what happens to her the rest of the season. So I'm okay leaving her there.
Yeah.
Or if you want to move her to guy in the chair.
But we'll leave her in villains. If we get to episode 10 and she hasn't done anything villainous, we'll upgrade her to guy in the chair.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
We get with Mary/Walker, we get a flashback to the trauma that created her DID in the prison camp in Sokovia. So, I wonder what happened in Green Bay. She says she thanks Walker for saving her in Green Bay and Sokovia. What? Let's Marvelize this. What Marvel villain attacked Mary in Green Bay?
Easy, Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool?
Yeah, yeah.
Deadpool's from the trailers of Deadpool and Wolverine, he's not in this universe.
I mean,
a variant of Deadpool.
He has access to he has access to time travel and multi-dimension travel. I guess those are different.
I mean, it's not though, because they make more timelines in Endgame. I mean, I know you love talking about multiverse theory in Marvel.
Woo. Trying to think.
The Great Lakes Avengers are in Wisconsin, because that's near the Great Lakes.
And we met a guy. The Immortal? Doesn't he lead
Mr. Immortal. Immortal,
yeah. Yeah, he leads them in the comics, so...
And he gave me pretty rapey vibes.
Yeah, definitely that. But, like... Yeah. Maybe he just like... Oh, here's what I'm thinking happened. He was killing himself to get out of another relationship. And because of that, through a series of unfortunate events, basically it was like a chain of things where him trying to kill himself, or definitely killing himself, led to a bunch of other people being in a horrible situation, and Mary Walker, specifically, ended up almost dying because of that. Like, maybe her car went over the road and it, like, almost... You know, one of those things where, like, you know, a car is, like, hanging off of the side of, like, a cliff or something?
Yeah.
Maybe she was in one of those situations, and then she was able to get out.
Al?
Mm-hmm?
Do you know who used to be on the Great Lake Avengers?
Deadpool. Definitely no. Ah, yep.
He's in the list of former members.
All right.
Yeah. So was some awesome heroes like Good Boy, Grasshopper Skrull, Squirrel Girl, Monkey Joe, and Tippy Toe. Oh, Tippy Toe is Squirrel Girl, Squirrel. And Hawkeye and Mockingbird. And Flatman.
Okay. All jokes. I've never heard of Good Boy. Is he a dog?
I'm clicking on it. Oh God, he's like a were-dog.
Ah, okay.
She.
Oh, she
is a were-dog.
Okay.
Her name is Goodness Silva. Yeah, and I'm not reading her whole thing. So okay. Apparently, she and her brother, Lucky. Lucky and Goodness have the ability to, she can turn into a wolf and he can turn into a two-tailed fox.
Oh, okay.
When are these guys coming to the MCU? Well, frankly, when is She-Hulk season 2? Because that's when we'll get these guys.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there was some stuff going around the internet where we know the answer to that, unfortunately.
Long enough timeline, man.
That's true.
Marvel comes back, resurges strong with the X-Men, and then we can bring back the Eternals. We could do Captain Marvel 3, or at least show her get her power sucked away by Rogue, which it's going to make me sad a little bit.
Yeah,
so I'm good with Walker, or Mary. Mary Walker.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't have anything for her other than, I mean, yeah, that's it. The one thing I had, I said in that intro. Mary just gave up and she was like, yeah, let's just be Walker, I guess.
Okay. Moving on, guys in the chair.
Guy in the chair.
I think that's what I want to do. Is help people. With abilities.
No, not those three wombats. No way.
Ward got drunk. At least he's not on narcotics, so good on him.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, like his, like Bethany said, right? His sponsor. You know, that's
no.
He's still an addict.
No, that's definitely true. Yeah. I mean, the one time he actually like goes to a meeting, probably ready to share. He finds, this is why narcotics should be anonymous. You shouldn't know the people or sleep with the people who are there, because then you'll hear that you knock someone up. Yeah, I mean, there's not enough, a lot for war. Not a lot of interesting stuff for war.
Yeah.
That fight was sad.
It was. It had to happen.
Yeah, I mean, is this him hitting rock bottom, finally?
I hope. I guess. Yeah. Again, no spoilers, but the little bit that I remember at the end of the season, I think it might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're so close to the end of the season. I remember some cool stuff happening and realizing that's probably all in the last episode. So
probably, yeah. Yes. Yes.
All right. Anything else for Ward?
No, nothing.
I can't believe he worked for Hydra. Oh, wait, different Ward.
different one.
Yeah. All right. Moving on, 12% of the plan.
Stark Tower is your baby. Give yourself 12% of the credit.
12%?
An argument can be made for 15%.
12% of my baby?
Well, I did do all the heavy lifting. Literally, I lifted the heavy things.
You know, I'm 12 minutes older than you.
Go.
What percentage?
I don't know. 12%.
12%? That is not a plan.
It's barely a concept.
You're taking their side?
I am Groot.
So what? It's better than 11%. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Which I have blank.
I just had one thing, but I already said it, that this episode is probably the first one of the season that's not directly after the other, the next day. Right.
Yeah.
So you're
screwing up our perception of when things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's close it out.
I know my value. Anyone else's opinion doesn't really matter.
Earth just lost your best defender. So we're here to fight.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Damn you, Stark.
Banner.
Welcome, Strongest Avenger.
What?
Hey, Tony, how many days do you rate this episode?
How many days do I rate this episode?
Yep.
I rate this...
Out of five, of course.
Yeah,
not seven,
yeah, out of five days.
Yeah.
I mean...
Or 30 for a month.
Depending on the month. I will give it... I think I'm going to give it, 2 days. I mean, I'll give it, Thursday and Friday, because we're at least leading up to the weekend. But, yes, this was important stuff, but I, like you say, it was mostly set up, and usually I don't mind that, but it wasn't great setup, and Danny, stupid. just heal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't care for anything as far as Danny's story this time. Everyone else was better. That was more enjoyable. I did feel like Joy going to see Mary / Walker. I guess it led to stuff. It just felt like a little bit of a waste in a sense.
Yeah.
That meeting did lead to stuff for both of those characters. So something like that had to happen. But it felt like too long. I don't know. It was weird. Yeah, I guess I'm going with a 3. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. So, yeah, definitely middle of the road.
Okay.
Good setup, I guess, for the next episode.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the next episode next week as we cover Season 2, Episode 8, Citadel on the Edge of Vengeance. Remember to follow us on all those social media apps we talked about at the beginning and give us that 5-star rating. As always, it's the Marvel Cinematic Rewind signing off. Have a marvelous day.
Celsi lady. How you been? Are we lovers? Are we just friends? Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. kissing.